at www.standardpha.com.
Good Friday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to John Joe for joining us in that earlier segment. But right now we have Riley County Senior Center Director Jamie Ramsey in the studio. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
How are things?
Well, things are starting to really kind of get real busy. In August, we have started to do two different membership campaigns. One for individuals and then one for business. With the individuals, we are sending out invitations to join the center so that we can better connect with older adults in our community, let them know about our programs, our activities. Our membership serves as an important constituency when we go to talk to funding sources. And the other thing it does is it raises some money for us. But probably more importantly, we get our best ideas from our members. And so we want to just expand that base. The business membership allows businesses to support the center, connect with our folks in some activities that we do, business fairs. Sometimes we invite them in to do programs for us, financial planning, those kinds of things. But it is primarily to provide some support.
Here with Jamie Ramsey, she's the director at Riley County Seniors Center. Do want to make a note that around 9:30-ish, somewhere around there, we'll bring in Lori Getch. She's the dean of K-State Libraries, and we'll also have Vice President for Communications and Marketing for K-State, Jeff Morris. We'll talk a little bit about the Hale Library recovery, but we're talking Riley County Seniors Center at the moment, and you mentioned some of those programs, and every time I have a representative from Riley County Senior Center on the show, I'm always amazed by what some of the programs that the Senior Center offers. There's so many.
Coming up, we have two big ones. One, we are partnering with MetalArc and the Alzheimer's Association to put on a financial and legal planning educational program for Alzheimer's. And there are issues when you have an Alzheimer's family member that you need to begin to start to plan for. There will be three attorneys. It is September the 10th. We're doing it from 5:30 to 7:30. So hopefully we can catch some family members that might be working that have some questions about what they need to do or begin to think about. We do ask that you pre-register. If you want some more information, call down at the center at 537-4040 and we will get that information to you. Which is really very important.
Very important. I think of some of the things that happen to folks, and you know, obviously, like cancer is terrible, and then some of these diseases are just awful. But to me, the scariest one is always Alzheimer's. When you just think about the symptoms, growing up when I was a kid, our elderly neighbor, a couple just across the dirt road from my parents' house, he developed Alzheimer's, and It was tough to watch.
It is tough to deal with. And then you think of trying to do that whole legal and financial planning for spouses. That it's so very important. The other thing coming up is what we're calling Under the Hood Clinic. We're going to check a lot of things under the hood. It is a screening and vaccination clinic. September 27th. And so we have a bunch of providers that are going to come in. They're going to do eyeglasses, blood pressure. The health department is partnering with us to do shots, tetanus, diphtheria, pertussin, flu shots, pneumonia shots, dental screenings, ABI, ankle brachial index checks is what that is. We're also going to do some depression screening, some hearing screenings, check your assistive mobility device check. And that means, is your walker at the right height? Is your cane at the right height?
And Simple things.
And we don't kind of think about that. And once you set them, things change in your body. So it's good to kind of go back and to look at that and doing some balance checks also. So I think that's going to be important. And I do want to hear that we have some fun programs, and you mentioned them, that we bring in from the outside. One is coming right up, Tuesday, October 21st, Lighthouses of the World. And Tom and Karen Roberts have gone around, and this is their thing, is to go to different lighthouses. They're going to, they have pictures, and they're going to share that with us.
Some local residents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is about Under the Summer Lights, the Eureka Electric Park, and not the Eureka Lake Resort, although I think they were connected. But it was an amusement park. And so the Raleigh County Historical Museum is going to come in and do that program for us on August 22nd. So I've rattled these off. If you have questions, comments, you want to somehow get more information, just give us a call down at the center at 537-4040, and we would be more than happy to talk with you about it.
Jamie Ramsey, director of Raleigh County Senior Center and at Raleigh County Historical Museum. They always do a great job. Cheryl Collins over there does a great job. We'll have her on Monday, actually. Mm-hmm. We're going to go over the history of schools in the area since it's timely to talk about something like that.
Absolutely.
Real quick, Jamie, before we go and get Dean of Libraries for K-State, Lori Getch, and VP for Communications Marketing, Jeff Morris, in studio. I know there's a lot of things that the Raleigh County Senior Center does just all the time. I know, like, as far as meals, stuff like that, and everything's always welcome.
Oh, absolutely. You do not have to be a member to come in and participate. We don't actually ask your age, although most people self-screen when they go to a senior center. But we serve meals at noon. If you want to come down and participate in yoga or strength training, we've added an advanced strength training class. Just come in. We ask that for exercise that you let us know that's your first time so we can kind of make sure that we keep an eye out. But any of our programs, anyone can come in and participate in.
And where do we find you, Jamie?
We are at 301 North 4th Street. And again, our phone number is 537-4040.
Right here in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else before we let you go?
No, we're good to go.
All right. Jamie Ramsey, Director of Raleigh County Senior Center. Thanks for coming in, Jamie.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll get a little update on Hale Library renovations. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.